Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. As retailers navigate a landscape shaped by economic uncertainty and the evolving consumer habits, major shopping events like Prime Day offer a glimpse into what's working and what's changing. From influencer-driven promotions to extended deal windows, this year's Prime Day may signal a shift in how retail drives engagement and sales. Joining us today to unpack the impact of Prime Day is Paige Lusbader, director in our retail industry group. Welcome back, Paige.
Thank you, Natalie. It's good to be back.
Great. Paige, so what was different about the structure of Prime Day this time around compared to previous Prime Days?
So as you alluded to in your intro, Prime Day this year was 4 days rather than the usual 2 days. So it was a little bit longer this year. Additionally, we saw a more prevalent role of influencers in promoting Prime Day deals. Whether it was TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, we saw an uptick with influencers this year.
So that's a really great point. And as you said, Prime Day was almost practically double than what it was in years past. But the whole influencer concept, do you think that this new approach to Prime Day has paid off for them?
So as we were talking about 4 days versus 2 days, sales for this year's Prime Day event was $24.1 billion, which is an increase of 30.3% year over year. However, because it was 4 days versus 2 days, it's really hard to compare because it was almost double the time. We also noted there was acquisitions of new customers, which I think is directly attributable to all these influencers posting links to products and reaching new consumers. You know, as you mentioned too in your intro, based on economic conditions and uncertainty and impending tariffs, I also think that lended to consumers purchasing more now.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go back to the influencers and for just a second. So this wasn't the first time that influencers have been used. How do you think this contributed to the success of this particular Prime Day?
So influencers play a huge role, not just in Prime Day, but driving sales across the board. They link specific products on their Prime Day picks, and it makes consumers feel like they have to buy this item. And it might be an item that they weren't necessarily planning to buy in the first place, but influencers will help drive the idea in their head and say, this is what you should buy, this is what you need, and this is what you want. And it drives consumers to spend a little bit more, as well as reaching new consumers that they wouldn't have previously gotten a purchase from.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree with you. I think it's instrumental in new customer acquisition. You know, it's. I have to tell you that I get influenced constantly. So I am a prime candidate for many of these influencers. And even if you think back, we've had the concept of influencers for quite some time. If you ever went to a department store, or if you went into a boutique store, you always had a person in there helping you, guiding you, giving you some ideas and taking you through different departments. And I think that's the same role that an influencer has. It's just from a digital perspective.
It's a really good point. And it's just so much more easily accessible on your phone, whereas in the store, you might be a little apprehensive to talk to somebody. But when you're behind your screen and someone is posting something and you can just click a link and easily buy it, without anybody looking at you or any judgment, it's just so much easier. And I too am heavily influenced. I definitely bought some stuff on Prime Day that I was not planning to buy. So,
and I think you touched on another really important topic is ease of buying. When there is a link, when an influencer has a link attached to it, I mean, that is just a given. 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to click on that link and just go ahead and make that purchase.
Absolutely. And now they have not just a link, but a whole page for all their Prime Day picks. So you might not even just buy one thing. You might buy all the things that they're recommending.
Yeah. Yeah. What effect do you think that this is having on the retail industry? And I guess we kind of touched on it now, and how other retailers are responding to this new approach.
So in order for other big box retailers or even small e-commerce companies to compete with Prime Day, they're all having their own midsummer sale. It almost is creating a Black Friday in the middle of the summer. It almost lends to a shopping fatigue of consumers. Consumers have to decide where they want to spend their money and how do I spend my money, especially during these uncertain economic times.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know we've talked about this on other podcasts where, you know, is the consumer resilient? And I think their resilience comes from being a cost-conscious consumer.
And I think that Prime Day saw a lot of basic household items increase this year compared to prior years because people are looking for that deal because they know that prices are going to increase. Their dollar isn't going to go as far.
Absolutely. What do you think the ripple effect will Prime Day have on the industry for the rest of the year?
So kind of in line with what we were just saying, consumers are being more conscious of spending, you know, based on the current economy and pending tariffs. So I think consumers are planning ahead a little bit more. You know, maybe they're buying that birthday gift or that holiday gift now rather than waiting to the holiday season because there's so much uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen and how prices are going to be impacted. So it'll really be interesting to see how this major event over the summer falls into the rest of the season. You know, we'll see how it impacts Black Friday and back to school because consumers may have just purchased a lot now versus waiting.
Absolutely. It almost, the concern is that possibly there was a shift in the holiday spending, even more so back into the summer versus years past.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you very much, Paige. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe on our website so you are the first to know when the new insights drop. And as always, thank you for listening to our 60-Second Retail, your quick hit of what's shaping the industry.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60-Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60-Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.